Jasmine Abdullah finds her footing on a barricade that lines the Los Angeles Police Department's headquarters in downtown L.A. The compact African-American woman in a bright red dashiki leans in and verbally hurls her anger about police shootings of people of color and members of the LGBT community at the uniformed policemen and women who guard the back entrance to the building. Fellow protesters place their hands on Abdullah as if to hold her back, so the leader of the Pasadena chapter of Black Lives Matter won't get arrested again. Her back is to a crowd of hundreds of fellow protesters as she verbalizes her anger. But a closer look at the 28-year-old's face finds tears streaming down.
Why? Because I'm in pain. I'm crying because I'm tired. I'm tired of no preventative actions to save our men and our women. I look at my community every day and I see despair. I see anxiety. I see depression. And I don't see anything to help that depression or anxiety. I cry. I feel. And it's all right to collectively cry together.
Tears and anger are a common mashup of emotions among protesters. Dr. Brian H. Williams is a black trauma surgeon at Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas who tried to save officers who were shot in the Dallas attack.
Off that, but right now it is certainly a struggle. There's this dichotomy where I am standing with law enforcement, but I also personally feel and understand that angst that comes when you cross the paths of an officer in uniform and you're fearing for your safety. I've been there and I understand that.
Portions of the police shooting incidents were captured on video, exacerbating reaction and enlarging protests. In the aftermath of the killings, street demonstrations around the country shut down freeways in Los Angeles, Oakland, Wichita, Atlanta, Miami, as well as Baton Rouge and Minneapolis this week. The Black Lives Matter movement has also been running in the background of global protests from Ireland to South Africa. And while critics accuse the movement of racism, non-black comrades have been a consistent part of demonstrations for police accountability since the police shooting death of Michael Brown almost 2 years ago. In fact, organizers of this week's freeway shutdown in Minneapolis described themselves as white and non-black. And whites, Latinos, and Asians dominated a protest in Beverly Hills last Saturday that winded past Gucci, Lanvin, Tom Ford, and other luxury goods stores on Rodeo Drive.
Sure, this is a human rights issue, and that's what I'm here to show in Beverly Hills, right? I don't think a lot of people are marching in the streets of Beverly Hills. It's an affluent area, and I think it's good for people of all communities to see that people can get together and peacefully demonstrate that they're fed up with police brutality in these different communities.
Walls have been coming down in other unexpected corners as well, like among gang members from the Crips and Bloods who have come together in cities like Atlanta and L.A. to call for peace. After attending the police memorial in Dallas, President Obama returned to the White House Wednesday and convened a forum on race. Those in attendance included prominent Black Lives Matter organizers, the governor of Louisiana, law enforcement representatives, and mayors, including L.A.'s mayor, Eric Garcetti. Lenin Oziswe, FSRN.